One person came forward, a humble man, who used to be known by a humble name. He used to be known as Munne Shah, simple name. Maybe somebody without status, yet he had such a great status in the eyes of Allah Pak. And he assisted in laying the first foundation of Darul Uloom Deoband. But to tell you a small story about this man, that the ulama who used to teach in Darul Uloom Deoband, they state that this particular man, he used to go out in the morning, he used to cut grass, he used to gather the grass together, he used to go to the marketplace and he used to sell his grass, he used to take the money therefrom, and he used to see to his needs and the needs of his family. But from the money he used to make, he used to save up a little bit every day. And annually he used to have a dawat, and he used to call all the ustads of Darul Uloom Deoband to come and eat at his home. Now the ustad said that we used to look so forward to go and eat at this man's home. Today when you and I look forward to eating at somebody's place, what is it for? Because we know we're going to get a lekker chow, we're going to have good food. They state that when we used to eat at the home of Munne Shah, rahimahumullah, then for 40 days thereafter, the khashiyat of our namaz used to be increased. My dear respected elders and brothers, correction of niyat and intention. That Shaykhul Hadith rahmatullah alayh was asked that what is the beginning of ending of tasawwuf? I want to sum it up. So Rasulullah, as Shaykhul Hadith rahmatullah alayh said, that the beginning of tasawwuf and the very first stepstone of a salik is innamal amalu bin niyat. That every single intention that we do will be corrected. It will be perfect from day one. And also that actions will be judged by the intentions that we make for it. Very simple. And the ending of the tasawwuf is that we get the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, أَن تَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَى فَإِنْ لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَاهُ فَإِنَّهُمْ يَرَاكُ. That when we are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is as if we are seeing Allah in front of us. And if we cannot do that, then the minimum is we know that Allah Pak is seeing us. Beginning and ending. What rests in between? That is where you will get a sheikh to hold your hand, to guide you, and to show you the correct path. Now, my dear respected elders and brothers, coming back to fear and hope. We spoke about where a man never committed a single sin, always protected the interest. Today we look at it, my dear respected elders and brothers. On the other hand, one man said, one alim, that I refused eating at a certain particular rich man's home. I have nothing against rich people, we are only stating an example. That when I used to eat at this man's home, then for 6 months the thought of zina used to permeate in my mind. Purity of intention, purity of earnings, fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is of tantamount benefit. Now who is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how great is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Yet Allah Pak loves us so much. Remember when Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam made dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that destroy these people, wipe them off the face of this earth. So Allah ta'ala wanted to show him a lesson. He said, oh Nuh, take some mud and make some utensils out of it. So he took his time and he fashioned these utensils, cups and saucers and so on and so forth. And after having made, he took his time, lots of time to make it. And after making all of these things, he took pride in it. You and I know, those who are tradesmen, for example, who are in the manufacturing business, you know what time goes into manufacturing a product. The end user will never appreciate the product as much as the manufacturer. We take a product, we buy it off the shelf. Did we ever think in our mind how much of work went into that commodity? On this token, I like to deviate a little. Ibn Khaldun rahmatullahi mentions, and this is something on shukr, which we should always remember. Remember that Allah subhanahu, Rasulullah sallallahu said, that la yashkurun nas man la yashkurullah. If you do not thank mankind, then you are not thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today we take a lot of things for granted. Small things, we take it for granted. We do not thank those around us. Ibn Khaldun mentions that when you receive a loaf of bread, something that is in everybody's home every single day, when you are eating that bread, did you ever think on the trail, the order trail of that particular product, that commodity of bread, that a farmer sowed the wheat and for 6 to 8 months or 1 year, he worried that maybe a lot of rain will come or minimal rain will come or locusts will come and destroy my whole crop. He had that flicker in that worry until the time that he could reap the crop and sell it. Then he sold it and a milling company bought it. And in that milling company, From the early hours of the morning, people are milling it by hand and they are making flour out of it. Then the bakery man, he gets up early in the morning to start baking that bread, so that when you awake in the morning and you come to his store, you will get a fresh loaf of bread. So my dear respected elders and brothers, we should look at nothing on a superficial level. Always look at it in a deep level. Now coming back to speaking about fear and hope, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then tells Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, now take those cups, put them on the ground and take your leg and stamp it broken. Allah, it took me so long to make it. I made it with my own hands. Allah says, oh Nuh, now you change your tune. On the other hand, it was very easy for you to say, رَبِّ لَا تَذَرْنِي عَلَى الْأَرْضِ مِنَ الْكَافِرِينَ دَيَّارًا إِنَّكَ إِنْ تَذَرْهُمْ يُذِلُّ عِبَادَكْ وَلَا يَلِدُوا إِلَّا فَاجِرًا كَفَّارًا. Allah Ta'ala, wipe them off the face of this earth. Those are my creations, oh no. Like how you love your creations, I love my creations far more than that. How much does Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala love us? Allah is waiting for our tawbah. That Nabi Alayhi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam returns from jihad. En route, he stops at the river and he reads Asr Salah. After that, he lifts up his hands and he makes dua. Oh Allah, please forgive my ummatis. Allah, I have this fikr of my ummatis, will they go to Jannah? Allah, please forgive them. Shortly thereafter, Nabi Alayhi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam sees a pigeon taking few grains of sand and dropping it into the river. Coming back, taking few grains of sand and dropping it into the river again. This thing caught the attention of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and he's watching this bird intently, up and down. But he can't understand. What is the bird doing in its beak? It has a few grains of sand and it's dropping into the river. What is he doing? Thereafter, Jibreel Amin alayhi wassalatu wassalam comes down. And Jibreel Amin says, oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that what you are seeing here, Allah Ta'ala is making a manifestation. He's making a presentation to you on the basis of the dua that you made. And oh Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you are very, very worried. But Allah is saying to you, oh Muhammad, do not worry, because as you see the grains of sand from the beak of that particular bird in the water, those grains of sand is like the sins of your ummah, and the water of that river is like the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the comparison, my brothers? Allah Ta'ala loves us so much. Once Jibreel Amin, and remember, Allah Ta'ala's mercy is encompassing for all of humanity. Not only Muslims, but also kafir. Allah says, if that kafir will call to me without associating any deity to me, any deity, not making shirk, asking to me directly, I will also grant his need. That once Jibreel Amin comes to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and says, and he's smiling. So Jibreel says, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, why are you smiling today, O Jibreel? You haven't even mentioned anything. He says, I'm thinking in my mind, and listen very closely, I'm thinking in my mind on the incident when I was drowning the people of Fir'aun. I was thinking in my mind on the incident of the drowning of Fir'aun. Now my dear respected elders and brothers, what is the power of Allah? Did we ever know how great Allah Pak is? Remember on the occurrence of the day of Qiyamah, when people will raise from their graves, from the first man to be born till the last man to pass away, everybody will gather on Midan-e-Hashr, billions and billions of people. And then the malaika will descend from the first heaven down, and they will be much more in number than the first. Then the people from the second heaven will descend, malaika will descend from the second heaven, and they will be more than the people of the first, and so on and so forth, until everybody comes descending down. Remember the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are the size of this malaika? That it has been mentioned that when Jibreel Amin took the people of Lut, he took the entire area, the whole land, up into the heavens. So high he took it that the malaika said that we could hear the dogs barking in the heavens. And then from there on top, that whole area, that entire piece of land, he took it and whacked it down on the ground. Now Jibreel Amin is saying, at this time, this powerful angel of Allah Pak, when we were drowning the people of Fir'aun, I was taking sand and I was throwing it into the mouth of Fir'aun. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asks, why were you doing such a thing? He says, I feared that, and he will do it, and he would have done it. I feared that Fir'aun was looking for words to call to Allah Pak. And I knew that at that moment, even at that time, if Fir'aun had to call to Allah, Allah would have granted his need. So my dear respected elders and brothers, do we even have that amount of fear to Allah to keep us away from sin? A man who is sitting in jail, he is now in imprisonment for wrongs that he has done. While that man is in jail, while he planned another murder, while he planned to perpetrate more evil, Will he think in his mind of some evil he wants to do? No, he will not. In the very same way, if we constantly have the thought that Allah is watching me, how can such a man make a sin? And based on that, once Rabia Basriya, Rahmatullah Alayha, she was presented with fried chicken. And she started crying. So this man said, what's wrong with you? I'm giving you fried chicken to eat. She says, I cry because this chicken that is fried is more worthy and more great than me. Ah, a chicken? She says, I'm telling you why? Because this chicken is so lucky. After it was slaughtered and its life had left from it, then it was fried. For us, it will be different. We will be fried in Jahannam while we are alive.